This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review of a new set of historic performances by his favorite violinist, Joseph Szigeti. Szigeti was born in Hungary just before the turn of the century and died at the age of 80 in 1973. He was a champion of modern music, but was most renowned for his interpretations of the classics.
Compact discs have revitalized the recording industry. So many small record labels have sprung up all over the world. One side effect is the proliferation of unnecessary duplications. The current Schwann catalog lists 48 recordings of Vivaldi's Four Seasons and 50 recordings of the Beethoven Ninth Symphony. But one positive result is the quantity of rare historic recordings being reissued. And because of the high technical standards of the best CDs, manufacturers have begun to take extraordinary care in remastering old records. Some of them have never sounded better. A British label called Biddulf is actually a subsidiary of a violin company, and it has just issued two marvelous CD collections by one of the greatest violinists of this century, Joseph Szigeti. Szigeti was a great pioneer in the performance of Bach. He's one of the first violinists who played complete Bach solo violin sonatas rather than single movement encores. So let's listen to the presto from Szigeti's 1931 recording of Bach's complete solo violin sonata in G minor. Szigeti had three things going for him that, to my mind, make him the greatest violinist I've ever heard. He had an unmistakable tone, the most complex, vocal sound you could ever hear on a stringed instrument. He also had one of the liveliest senses of rhythm of practically any musician who ever recorded. The one thing you can't hear on a brief excerpt is his profound understanding of how every detail of a work served the grand overall design. Some critics call this kind of playing intellectual, but aren't the most intelligent musicians the ones who know exactly how to transform the notes into pure emotional energy? Take this movement, marked parlando, or speaking, from Bartók's Hungarian folk tunes. That's Bartók himself, Szigeti's friend and countryman, at the piano. The four discs that make up these two volumes called The Art of Joseph Szigeti include complete sonatas by Bach, Tartini, Handel, Mozart, Weber, and Brahms, as well as showpieces like The Flight of the Bumblebee and the Paganini Caprices, not usually associated with Szigeti, or light salon music by Fritz Kreisler. The CDs show how sly and charming this serious musician could be in a lighter vein. Szigeti was also a champion of new music. He plays such extremely attractive 20th century works as Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite, Bartók's Romanian folk dances, and shorter pieces by a surprising array of modern composers. Elgar, Debussy, Ravel, Mio, Chabrier, Defia, Bloch, Prokofiev, Stravinsky. Sighetti was the first to record many of these. Here's one of the sweetest pieces on the album, 20th century yet irresistibly melodic. It's Stravinsky's Pastorale. The pianist is Sighetti's son-in-law, Nikita Mogilev.
Joseph Sighetti playing Stravinsky's Pastorale from a new reissue of his performances on the British Biddulph label. Let me spell that for you. That's B-I-D-D-U-L-P-H. Our critic, Lord Schwartz, is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.